Welcome you tonight on the call. This is our urgent call for prayer today. I want to welcome you on the call tonight. This is not about the work of a man, but this is the strategic work of the Holy Spirit. I'm here tonight, and I want to just say to every single person tonight that's on the call, empty yourself, empty yourself. Ask the Father God in the name of Jesus to wash you and to cleanse you. That way you could go boldly to the throne of grace and you could seek and partake of his mercies. I come before you today as a child of the King, which you are also a child of the King, working for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I know you should be also. I come tonight with one agenda, and that's his agenda. This is not the art. This is not the work. This is not the breath or the image of a man, but this is the strategic work of the Spirit of the living God. So tonight, I want to welcome you. I want to welcome you on the call. I want to welcome you under the sound of my voice. I say welcome. Under the sound of my voice, I said, Holy Spirit, breathe tonight upon your people. Touch them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. And let the power of the velvet of the Holy Spirit move upon your subject, which is your children tonight, Lord. Don't let them be complacent tonight, Lord Jesus. Let them just listen to you, God. I'm under assignment tonight from the Spirit of God. I woke up this morning, and as I said on Sunday that we were going to have the prophetic Bible study tonight, but because I'm going to be leaving town for a couple of days, I was saying to myself, it is not even warranted for me to start it until I come back in June. And then when I got up today, I just hear in my spirit, I have to have an urgent prayer tonight. So, and that's what I did by the Spirit. The enemy is so mad. The enemy knows his time short. And because he knows that this time, he's going to try and do everything possible that he can do to come in and take God's people down. So I'm here tonight on a place of urgency to let you know that you got to cover your homes. You got to cover your family. This is urgent. Jesus is coming, and because he's coming, the enemy raising havoc. And you as warriors, you as soldiers have to stand, and you got to make a declaration that your life is hid with Christ. And I'm not saying that you're going to die. I'm not saying that. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you have to come to a place where you said, I don't care if I die, but I'm going to preach the gospel. I don't care if my flesh perishes, but I'm going to preach the gospel with signs following. Turn your phones off. Turn. If you want, you can mute your line. Not right now. Not when the Father is speaking to me. I don't want to hear it. You turn your phone off, you get off the line. I don't care. This is urgent. This is not time for TV or phone or anything. This is time for the Spirit of God to speak to us, okay? Get off the line. Get off the line. I'm not in the mood for this right now. If one person want to hear what the Spirit has to say, that one person stay. Everybody else, if you don't want, goodbye. No time for foolishness right now. This is not time. This morning I got up and the Spirit of God saying, this is urgent. And if you don't know what urgency means, I'm not going to tell you because I'm not a scholar. You go pick up the Bible, or you go pick up the dictionary, or you go pick up your Google, or you go pick up whatever you want to pick up and see what urgency means. That means you can't sit around and play church. You can't sit around and in the walls and in the pulpit of these walls. You got to get out. It's time to preach the gospel. Jesus is coming. Okay? Jesus is coming. So this morning I got up and it reminds me of 9/11 when the Father showed me something and I have nobody to talk to, nowhere to turn, nobody to go to. And I don't know what to say. And I got up this morning with the same thing. And all I can hear is all these shooting and killing. And then I talked to one of my daughter and I hear her stepping in Hartford. And now 14 other kids died in Texas? I don't know about you, but it grieves my spirit. I don't know about you, but my heart is hurting. So tonight we come with a call of urgency and we'll lift up those families in Hartford, in Texas, in New York, anywhere right now that the enemy is making plays and havocs and confusion in your family and your job and your household and your neighborhood. I don't know what's going on in your neighborhood. You know. So therefore, you come in and you make a statement tonight that no matter what the enemy brings, you're gonna stand. No matter what the enemy tries to do, you're gonna stand. So tonight we're gonna bow our heads and we're gonna invite the Holy Spirit to come in. And the Holy Spirit is going to speak, and we're going to listen. You may give a word of encouragement. I don't know what he's going to do. We're going to be led by the Spirit. We're going to be led by the Spirit, a spirit of distraction. So we're not going to even listen in the name of Jesus. So now I'm going to pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you tonight. We thank you, Father, that you have come in this place. Heavenly Father, we give ourselves to you tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And now I said in myself, based on the Holy Spirit, leaning myself to the right in a sleeping position. And now I turn myself over to the left in the position of waking up. So now we wake up to the Spirit of the living God. And we say, Spirit of the living God, come now and move upon our being. Come in now and change us from the inside out. That way, we may be able to glorify you, Father, in the Spirit. Welcome you, Holy Spirit of the living God. Welcome you, Holy Spirit. Welcome you, Holy Spirit. We bow now to worship you. Spirit of the living God, we bow to worship and to praise you in the heavenlies right now. We give you thanks and we give you praise. We give you thanks and we give you praise. We put ourselves into your hands. We put our mind into your hands. We put our heart into your hands. We put our whole entire being into your hands. Why? That way we'll be able to hear from you. That way we'll be able to move strategically with you in the spirit where you want to take us. Tonight, we declare that there is no power that the enemy can bring that can come in and override. Tonight, Lord God, we're going to pray. All right, I have some stuff written down that I'm going to pray in regards to tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you give us authority over all unclean spirit. The enemy has no power and no authority over us. Father God, I open up the scriptures and I read it right now, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. In the mighty name that is above every name. Oh, hallelujah. If I speak in the spirit, building up myself, if there's no interpretation, that's what I'm doing, hearing from the spirit. Now, listen, Psalms 8. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 8:3-6. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 8. When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the star, Lord God, you have created all these things. You have ordained them. What is man? What is man, Lord God, that you should be so mindful of us? The son of man, that you visited him. Who are we, God? Who are we? Why are we here, Father? We are made little, a small image, Lord, and the angels. And you have crowned us in your glory. Who are we? Why are we here? And all these things that are going on right now, what are we doing here and today in a time as now, in this urgent place that we're living in? Oh my God, what are we doing here? Why are we here? Father God, if we have sinned, we ask you to forgive us, Father, now. We have already talked about it before, but right now, Father, while your anointing is here to break every yoke of bondage, forgive us, Father. Forgive us, Father. Roll back the carpet, Father, and forgive us, Father. Send forth your angel of light to lead us and to guide us and to detect us into that pathway, the pathway of righteousness, the pathway of holiness, the pathway of cleansing, that we may be clean for your use. Oh, my God. You give us authority, God. First and foremost, Lord God, you say, must pray for all that's in authority, that we may have a quiet, peaceable life. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I pray now for the kings that's in Washington. I call them kings, Father, because they're over us, God. I call for the president of the United States, God. I pray that you pray, Lord God, that I intercede for his cabinet right now, Lord God, that you'll give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to lead your people. It doesn't matter right now. They are in leadership. So we lift them up before you, God. And I praise you, almighty God. I thank you for them tonight, God. And I ask you, Father God, to minister to them from the inside out. Do a shake up, Lord. Do a shake up, Lord. Do a shake up, Lord. Shake them up, Lord, for a core. Take them from the top to the bottom. Shake, shake, shake them from their complacency. Shake them, Lord. Shake them, Lord. Shake them, Lord, that they may change. That they may change, Father. Shake, 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 shake. What about the anointing of God? What about your anointing? What about your anointing? What about your anointing, Father? We need you to anoint us, Father. We need an anointing, Father. The anointing of the Holy Spirit. We need that on us, God. Your anointing delivers and it breaks every yoke of bondage. And we are in bondage right now, Father God. So we ask you for that anointing, God. Deuteronomy 28. There is a river, never runs dry. Take us to that river where it never, ever, ever runs dry. We want to see that river, that we could walk into that river, oh God. Give us that Moses experience, God, that when we go down into the water, into the deep, it laminates, God, behind us. That, oh my God, it's like a bracing. It's just like our bracing. We go through and then the brass come behind us and take the enemy down. The anointing of the Holy Spirit. No matter what you're going through right now, no matter what you're going through right now, no matter what you're going through right now, the enemy has no power and no authority over you. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It is broken now in the spirit. I waved my hand and I took it down in the spirit. In the name that is above every single name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Let the fire of God come into your home. Let the fire of God come into your car. Let the fire of God go in your children. Let the fire of God go into your community. Let the fire of God come on, husband and wives. Let the fire of God come on, family members. Let the fire of God come on you right now, wherever you are. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of complacency. I bind every lying tongue. It doesn't matter what you're going through right now. I call the anointing of the Holy Spirit to come forth and to break every yoke of bondage. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I call for sickness and disease to go. I call for everything that's not of God right now to go. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Break down the barriers right now, God. Bring down the fence right now, God. Take away the borders around your people, God, and let them walk over into their promised land. Father God, I thank you this night. Father God, I worship you this night. No matter what the enemy comes, I want to bring in. I bind up every sword, every dog-like spirit that want to come in and raise havoc. In the name of Jesus, the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal. by your mighty true God for the pulling down of stronghold. Every financial disaster, I break it in the name of Jesus. Every money that's owed to you right now, I call it in. Money come back right now. Everything that the enemy has stolen, I call it in. From the east, from the west, from the north and the south, all your jobs that you believe in God for, in the name of Jesus, I call it in. From the step to the inside, from the step to the inside, in the name of Jesus, I call it now that you'll go and you'll sit before kings. Glory to God. The anointing of the Holy Ghost, the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Tear down every destruction, every storefront in the mighty name of Jesus. It won't be in the store back. It will come to the front in the name of Jesus. People will come into your establishment. You will not go under. You will go over in the name of Jesus. The anointing of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, it breaks every yoke of bondage in the name of Jesus. Put your hand and receive. Put your hand and receive. Not a cold dust, not a wave dust, but a Holy Ghost experience for abundance. Abundance living, abundance in joy, abundance in healing, abundance in refreshment, abundance. In the name of Jesus, Father, I give you praise. No enemy, no demonic source. I bind the spirit of witchcraft. In the name of Jesus, I come against every illicit sex. In the name of Jesus, every war, every warring spirit, every lying spirit, every spirit of dictatorship. In the name of Jesus, I break it. Generational curse, I break it. In the mighty name of Jesus, I come against every foul, detestable spirit. In the name of Jesus, they tell you that it was not going to be amount to nothing. You're going to never have nothing. But I declare that tonight. That's a lie. We need finances in the gospel. We need to preach the gospel. We need to be millionaires and billionaires in the gospel. In the mighty name of Jesus, we need the fire of the Holy Spirit upon us right now. In the name of Jesus, take it and wave it. Wave war. Break the spirit of poverty off of your life and off of your generation. We need the money that God has provided, not for you, but for people to have. That when they come to you, you don't have to say, Lord, I don't have it. But you have to give. You have more than abundance. In the name of Jesus, I come tonight to wear war, to wage war, to wear out the enemy. He think he is bad, but he only smell bad. In the name of Jesus, he don't have no power. Oh, my son, he's under your feet. The anointing of the Holy Ghost, the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Every lying demonic spirit must bow. Jesus. Matatate. Matatati tandokota. Deuteronomy 28, verse 7, the Lord shall cause the enemies that rise up against thee. Are you listening? Every enemy. Somebody needs to write this down. Deuteronomy 28, verse 7, the Lord shall cause thy enemy that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. That simply means when your enemy gets smitten, you're going to see it, you're going to hear it, and you're going to know about it. I didn't say it. The word say it. The word of God is life. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God, wherever it's sent, it's going to accomplish. The word of God, out of the abundance of the mouth will speak. Out of the abundance of the heart, rephrase, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Whatever you speak, in the atmosphere is going to come to life. Genesis 1, Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit were sitting down communicating. They were talking in darkness. And they said, you know what? There is darkness over the land. So tell you what we're going to do. We're going to profess, let there be light. Effective immediately, there come light. And when you continue to read all the way down to the bottom of Genesis, like 25, 26, 27, 28, there's a thing in part in the scripture there where he said he gave you dominion over all things. When you continue to read, you read about Moses, you read about Abraham, just read about those patriarchs in the Bible. No one had lack. As a matter of fact, when Moses and his tribe was leaving out of Egypt to go to the promised land, they took goods from the enemy. They leave out of that place with goods from the enemy. Try to figure that one out. Your enemy will release stuff upon you. It is scriptural. Find it for yourself. I'm not going to find it. You need to go find stuff for yourself. But too long, we sit around and let people tell us about the word. We do not go in and check the word for ourselves. We sit back and listen to someone to lay the word out for you. Well, you know what? It is time for you to start reading and start knowing that the Holy Spirit of the living God give you the information that is needed for you and the people around you. The ones that you're called to may not be who I've called to. Everybody have different assignment. Do not get caught up in somebody else's assignment. Ask the Father, what is your assignment? And pursue your assignment because you are anointed for that assignment. I can't tell you how to run your show. Let the Holy Spirit tell you what to do. I'm not in your leadership. I'm in my corner getting my information from the Holy Spirit to do what I was called to do or whatever I was called to lead. Thank you, Jesus. 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 I'm armed with the best. I have all kind of best around me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. That's Deuteronomy 28, verse 7. Whoa, Yamakashtala. They're going to be smitten before you. They shall come in one way, and they're going to run out of seven different ways. Now, how do you like that? How would you like somebody come at you one way, and you see them dismantling seven different ways? Oh, that's an art. That is an art. Only God could do that. Only God can do that. They come in with you one way and they are dismantled seven different ways. And that's what the Father is saying. So he's saying, so the anointing, you need that anointing of God to break that yoke of bondage. You need that yoke that presented over your life to be broken. We need it to be broken. When you go into your place of business, you need the blood of Jesus to cover you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. You need all your doorposts to be covered. You remember in the days of Israel, you remember when the death angel come in to take out those little babies and those families, those little babies, because he did not want them to become big kids or big children or grown up. So what? What are we going to do? Oh, they're going to kill everybody. So the Father said, guess what? Put the blood on your doorposts. So when he comes in, he will not touch you. The enemy knows what's going on, but he doesn't know everything. So you now need to hear from the enemy about what is going on. For who? From Jesus Christ. From who? The Holy Spirit. From who? The Father. Why? Because all three of them is one. Another thing that I really, 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 really was meditating on again. So we did Deuteronomy 28 in our prayer target here. Then we are thinking about victory. Victory. If you're actually thinking about victory. We're actually thinking about victory. Victory in Jesus. I see someone put up the fire. Yes. Fire of the living God. Yes, it's on fire. I see fire. Yes. So what is the victory? 100% victory. I remember my dad, before he go home, used to talk about that we have 100% victory. And tonight I come to tell you that when Jesus died on the cross, he said in Colossians 2, you go read it. I think you can start from, I'm not going to go into it. You can read it. I think you start from either 14 or 15, where he took the enemy down, took the enemy out. I mean, totally dismantled the enemy for you. So when we come, when we do strategic warfare tonight, all power has been given to us. Read Philippians 4:19. I'm giving you these scriptures. When you leave in your quiet time, you could go in, you could read it for yourself. Philippians 4:19. And then it comes down now. All right, Holy Spirit, let's read Philippians 4:19. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. Shandarate kushabababahu. Kishama tote, yes, okay. Okay. All right. Okay. 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 So you believe that even though you're praying, and you're hearing from people that they're getting their breakthrough, wow. And you're saying, where's my breakthrough? I want a house and I can't even get the house. I mean, every time I try to get something, oh Lord. That's what I hear somebody saying. Every time they try to get something, and the person didn't come up on my screen, I'm just looking over there and see it. Every time they try to, whoa, oh Lord Jesus. All right, let me write it down. I'll talk to you about it later or tomorrow. This is in the garden. Okay, thank you, Father. All right. So I'll call that person tomorrow. Okay. No, tomorrow or say Thursday, because I have an appointment tomorrow. I'll call them Thursday. I won't be available tomorrow. Okay. So don't worry about it. It's under control. If God's going to reveal it to the prophet, Amos 3, I mean, he got it under control. So you got to get it under control. And don't worry yourself. Okay. This is not about a warranty. You got somewhere to live. You got somewhere to sleep. Don't worry yourself, okay? It's not no time to be worrying yourself. God got this, okay? God got it. And then there's somebody else. Lord Jesus. Wake up. It's okay. It is okay. If you read Colossians, you see where Jesus died for you to be okay. Do not worry yourself. It is okay. You're in the land of the living. You're not dead. It is okay. I'm counseling a lot of people today that have death in the family or who is in the hospital. It is okay. Philippians 4:19, it says. It is okay. Oh, look at that. But my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. It's what it says. Not your riches. Who created the heavens and the earth? God. Who got all this? God. But my God shall supply all, not my needs, but your needs. I mean, you think you're going to get it by yourself? I got to get it too. I'm involved in it, okay? need according to his riches in glory. Take it out of the heavens and bring it here on the earth. Informational right here, write that down. Take it out of the heavens and bring it on the earth. Take it out of the heavens and bring it out of the earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. What is your will in the heaven? What is your will in the heaven, Father? What is your will in the heaven, Father? Whatsoever you need, you ask for it and he shall give it to you. That's what he said. Go to the scriptures. Get it from the scriptures. That's what he said. He will, my God, shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. According, my God, according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. According to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. It's coming through the Son. You got a need? Go through the Son. Go to the Son. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that all my needs are met. I thank you that the windows of heaven are open up. I thank you according to the word of God. He said, if I give, it shall be given back to me. Lord God, pressed down, shaken down, running over, shall man put in my bosom. Because you got to preach yourself happy. You got to talk back the scriptures to yourself. You got to go into intercession for yourself. Ain't nobody going to do it for you. He's going to supply all your needs. I come today to let you know that the enemy is at war with you. You are God's choice. You have been left back here for a reason. And the enemy knows that. And you got to get to know it too. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on us. Precious Heavenly Father, touch. Lord God of mercy, give us wisdom and knowledge and understanding that we may be able to go into warfare. Warfare according to Ephesians 6, verses 12 to 13. Warfare, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers in dark places. They want to come in and they see our places that is dark, and they want to come into our dark places, and they want to come in and they want to open up and confuse the place. So what we are going to do to override them in that dark places that we are in, we are going to jump out of that place and we are going to expand ourselves in the light. The light of God. The light of God. Because he is light. And in him there is no darkness. So we call for Spirit of the living God. Ephesians 6. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of the living God. Masoto, don't you ever turn that dial. Listen. Put on the old armor of God. Then you come down to 12 and 13. For you wrestle not against flesh and blood. There it is. But against principalities. What is going on now? This don't have anything to do with politicians. This don't have anything to do with Democrats and Republicans, or it doesn't have anything to do with guns or anything. It has to do with the enemy. It has to do with the enemy. It had to do with the enemy. We got to take the enemy where it hurts. We got to go into a war camp and we got to take him down in the spirit. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers. You got to know, you got to take these words out and you got to dissect them and you got to know them, who they are. You got to take it out, you got to dissect it. What is principalities? Who are they? Then you got to go to another one. I want you to do a research. I want you to do a research and I want you to start praying. In regards to your research, not my research, But your research, it's up to you to research it because it's going on in your area. It's going on in your house. So it's up to you. What is your principality? A principalities. What is your powers? What is trying to come against you? Not me, but you. And whatever you see in the light that you want to take down. Don't depend on nobody. Depend on you. Do a research on these words and pray about it. Pray on these words. What is your principalities? What is the principality going on in your family house? What is it going on in the neighborhood where you live? I'm not living in your neighborhood. What's going on in your house? What is your principality in your house? You got to take paper and pencil and you have to write them down. Is it bigger than you? What kind of powers do you have going on in your society? What do they possess? Against rulers of darkness. What kind of darkness? Now you want to come into light. What's hindering you from coming over into the light? What kind of darkness are you in? Now you're in wickedness in high places. How did they come in? Where are they coming from? Is it through your generation? You gotta look, we are in our last days and we want to get some answers. We've been trying every single thing and nothing is working. So now the Holy Spirit is giving us some information. Find out what is your principality? What is your power? Who is working against you? What demonic source? What comes out of your mama's closet? What's coming out of your daddy's closet? Coming out of grandma's? What you need to break off of you, because you got to go do some stuff in your neighborhood. What is going on in your area? Hey, look, it's not only you, but me. I got to do that too. Because these information are coming to me now by the Holy Spirit. Once I'm finished here, I got to go listen to the tapes over. These tapes, I got to listen them over. I got to go on the Holy Tabernacle. .com and listen them over, because I got to get information, because the information that's coming, it's coming from the Holy Spirit. Even though I might have things write down or written down on paper, the Holy Spirit is speaking to us as individuals. This is not church as usual. You're not going to church as usual. The Holy Spirit of the living God is speaking to us. So we now have to take it, not by stride, but we have to take it not with all a grain of salt, but we have to take it like salt and use it to clean out the wounds, clean out the sores, clean out the confusion, rub it out. We need to hear from God. We need a change in our community. We need a change in our family. We need a change in America. We need a change around our surroundings. We need a change. How are we going to know how to change things? Remember, the Father God is the one who's doing it. He has already sent the Son, and he has already given us the keys to the kingdom. But we have to know how to go in and take the keys from the enemy, because the keys was given to us. So we, Adam and Eve, turn it over to them. And because of them, we have confusion. So we now have to go in, who know our authority. We have authority in Jesus Christ. So when we go in, we go boldly into the throne of grace. And we seek mercy in the time of need. We are saying, look, man, back off, devil, back off, back off. You have no authority over me. I remember one time I got a grandson and I'm talking to him and he said, look, man, look, grandma. He ain't even called me grandma. He said, you're not the boss of me. I mean, I think about that all the time. My little grandbaby telling me I'm not the boss of him. So he trying to tell me I have no authority over him. The only person who have authority over him is his daddy and his mama, but not you, grandma. And you know me, the kind of person that I am, I'm going to tell you, boy, you better go sit down and shut up and move from here. I got authority over you, but I didn't have no time for that. Because he's telling me, You're not the boss of me. So the enemy is not the boss of you. You have authority over that enemy. Yes. He is under your feet. You remember last week, some of the scriptures that I gave? Look, I did not give them up for my pretty looks. You go look them over. The enemy is under your feet. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we praise and we worship you. Father, we praise and we worship you. Lord God, we thank you and we praise you. Warfare, power. We got the warfare in our hands, in our eyes, in our mouth. In the name of Jesus, we have supernatural power. According to Jeremiah 33, verse 3, hallelujah, God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Satan, in the name of Jesus, you have no power. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentation. Oh, glory, 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 glory. You have no power. You have no power. You have no power. You have no power over us. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We break. I come into your house. I'm in your house, yes. I'm in your house. Yes, I bind confusion in the Hartford area. I'm in your basement. Yes, I bind confusion in the name of Jesus. Take it and receive it. Drive the enemy out. Go around, take your oil and anoint your house. Listen to me, girl. Anoint your house. Anoint your house. From the basement to the kitchen. Oh, the enemy said, oh, you're so weak, you can't move. Uh-uh, get up tonight. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. Don't wait till tomorrow. Crawl yourself down the basement and anoint the bed. And anoint the bed, them down there. Anoint. Anoint. Drive the enemy out. Send them back. All right, man, I'll say nothing more. Ah, ha, ha. Jeremiah 33, verse 3. Drive them out. There's so much things going on right now. There's so much heavy hearts right now. Very, very heavy. But I'm here to tell you that you're in the land of the living. And you don't have to worry. Not to worry yourself. It's going to be all right. Isaiah 33, verse 3. It's going to be okay. I want the fire God to touch you right now. Call on me and I will answer. Now, aren't these scriptures strategically planned for the Holy Spirit, have them planned, give them to me for me to release? Call on me and I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things which you don't even know of. We don't know about these great and mighty things. Only you, Holy Spirit, knows about these great and mighty things. So we call on you tonight. Spirit of the living God, I am going to pray this prayer that I used to pray a long time when I was in this ministry with Brother Rich. Brother Rich used to give us a prayer and listen to the prayer. It was a prayer from the Holy Spirit. It was spirit-led prayer. And I want you to listen. It was a prayer that I tell you, I thank God. It was a Thanksgiving prayer. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. I believe that you have sent E. I believe that you have sent him to be the comforter and to abide with me forever. I'm not going to read it all, so don't worry. Because somebody just said, don't read everything. I'm not going to read it all. He's the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of truth, and he teaches all things. And he bring the word of God to my remembrance. Holy Spirit of the living God. Just like the day of Pentecost, when you come in and you reveal yourself to your children. Reveal now yourself to us. Come now, Holy Spirit. and minister from the inside out. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Bring now, I see the fire, I see the fire. I see the fire of God. Put your hands up and release and receive. Release and receive. There it goes. There it goes. Fire now. Oh my God, it's in my fingertip. Fire. 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 On your people. Spirit of the living God. Change the heart of mankind. Put your hand over your heart. Put your hand over your heart right now. Put your hand now over your heart. And I pray peace and joy to be uncontrollable over you right now. You won't be able to control this. You won't be able to even stand because the peace and the joy of God comes over you right now. In the name of Jesus. Just take your hand and just rub it over your face. Rub it over your face and let the fire of the Holy Spirit goes into you right now. Rub it all over your body and over your face. There it goes. Fire of the living God. We give it all to you. We give it all to you. We give it all to you. There it goes. Peace. 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 In the name that is above every single name, Jesus Christ. And that fire that we're coming out of, I want you to lift your right foot and I want you to step, just lift it and step over. Because now you're coming out of your water. Step over now. Use your left foot and step over now. Step over and place it on dry land. This is like you step over Pharaoh and Pharaoh got crushed. Wow. Wow. And you're now in your promised land. And nothing by any means touch you. Go now. Go forth, go enjoy life. And in that enjoyment of life, let the Holy Spirit be your number one guide because you have been called for such a time as this. You have been called for greatness. You have been called for power. You have been called by the anointed one, your king. Go now, Zion, go now. Go now, Zion, with your hands raised. Go now, Zion, with the fire of the Holy Spirit marching throughout this land. Go now, Zion, with peace, with tranquility, with the Holy Spirit on fire. Go now, Zion. Go. Lift your hands. It is a reminder in the spirit realm that Zion prevails. Father, I come now and I bow before you. I thank you, Father, for using me this day. I thank you, Father, for your children that's on the line today. Minister to them, Lord God. When they leave this place, Lord, that it'll never be the same. I thank you, Lord God, for the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that it comes now and it breaks strategically every yoke of bondage. I do thank you now, Lord, because you are great and you are the supernatural. You are the fire. You're the king. You're the anointed one. And you are more than enough. I now bow before you. And I give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, I give you praise. Welcome, 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 Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Go now. Touch every doorpost. Put your blood now on the doorposts of your children. I pray. Fire of the living God, come now and touch every single one this day. In Jesus' mighty name. I want to tell you that I will be leaving here a couple of days, and I just ask you guys to pray for my family and I. God is good. God is great. Let this fire that I'm feeling, let that fire just come forward and just let it just touch you and change you from the inside out. May God bless you. May his face shine on you. Trust him with all your heart. Trust him. No matter what it might look like, it's not the end. I'm here to tell you tonight, the devil is no match. You got the keys to the kingdom. Go to your bed tonight and sleep on your right. Put your hand under your cheek and go to sleep and cover your key right next to your chin and smile and go to sleep. You are in control because Jesus gave you the keys to the kingdom. Go and read it in Matthew 16. Let me see. Let me see something. And then I'm going to be coming off the line. This is very important. This is very, very important. This is very, very important for you to grasp and to for you just to get it in and breathe it in. Just take the aroma in. Just call it in. Just see yourself. Let us see. Just see like creative. Just creative that you just go and you just feel excited and just so happy. And you just put your hands up, you know, like a little lamp, and you're getting in your oil, and the oil is the power of the Holy Spirit. And you just you're so happy and so excited. Matthew 16, 19, and I will give thee the keys. Look at that, K-E-Y-S, 101 keys, whatever you need of the kingdom of heaven, take it out of the heaven and bring it here on earth. This is beautiful. And whatever you need, thou shalt bind on earth, and whatsoever you bound on earth, is this bound in heaven? And whatsoever you loose. So you bind and you loose, you bind and you loose, you bind and you loose, you bind and you loose. Whatsoever you need, you release it. Whatever you don't need, you bind it up and you put it under your feet. And it's the enemy, you stay down there. Poverty, you bind the spirit of poverty. Put it under your feet. And then you release now the spirit of abundance. That is how you go for it. And that's how you do strategic warfare in the spirit. Lust, bind up lust, anything. And then you override it. Cleansiness. For me, I stand in the gap and I say, you know, the spirit of gluttony got to go. So I stand and I believe God that I am shaping up myself, conditioning myself, and eat what is supposed to be eaten in my body to keep my body abased and to be able to be anointed and be able to be powerful to go forth and to be moved in the spirit by the Holy Spirit for him. So that's what we do. Okay. So thank you for being on the call tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Once I am ready, I will get in touch with every single person that I got in touch with today or even more to let you know when we're going to start that class. Okay. I think it will be more profitable if I go and do what I'm doing and then I come back and then I'll be able to start the class because the prophetic is something that we really need. And we need to know how to execute and we need to know how to pray. Not only prophetic, but we need intercessors. We need prophetic intercessors, not only intercessors, but prophetic intercessors. People are going to go in and to intercede and to know how to pray and to know how to be able to move in the spirit realm. Don't you know, I could be talking to you and I'm in Jamaica talking to somebody else. It's not an art, but it's something that can be caught by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you. You could be here and in Africa talking to somebody else. That is how the Holy Spirit leads. So it's nothing big about that. It's just that you need to know how when the Holy Spirit give you information and what you need to do with information. He might start you in a small setting and then you expand out into something more, you know. So you have to be trained in that. How to have the eyes of the Spirit, how to have the ears of the Spirit. Okay, those are the teaching. An intercessor, when you're interceding and you're interceding and you're praying and you hear something, then you know how to verify it in the spirit. So you're not only praying, say like for example, you're praying for someone and you're talking to the person, you're doing verification. So the person says, oh yeah, that's what's going on. So then you know that the Holy Spirit was talking to you so you could pray. So these are the things that's going to be trained by the Holy Spirit for us to be able to be marketable, to go out, be able to go out into a massive and be able to witness and preach the gospel and talk to people. We just cannot be mediocre anymore. We have to have eyes of the spirit, because the enemy is wise. He's not stupid. So you have to get more from the Holy Ghost himself to be able to go out there and to be effective on grounds. And that's what's going on. Okay? I'm not more anointed than anybody else, but I've been trained by the Holy Spirit. And what the Holy Spirit taught me, I'm able to give it to somebody else. And that person is able to go and give it to somebody else. So we have a multiplication going on. I'm able to speak Patois because I'm from Jamaica. So therefore, I could talk to my Jamaican people in Patois. I don't know nothing about Spanish. Okay? So you need another Spanish person will have to come in and understand English and be able to translate it in Spanish. Different time zone, different location, different people coming together, getting trained and going out and winning souls for Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. I want to thank you for being on the call. God bless you. Mr. Kenneth, my honey, will be putting up the message that we had tonight through prayer. And sometime tomorrow or maybe Wednesday, Thursday, yeah, because tomorrow's Wednesday, that you'll be able to go in under theholytabernacle.com. And whatever we talk about tonight, you'll be able to go into theholytabernacle.com and you'll be able to listen to the tape. Listen to it over and over and over and over and over and over and over. And those scriptures that was given out, I didn't give all of them out. You can go in and I think I gave Jeremiah 33:3 and also Matthew 11:12. I didn't give that one out. And the other one is Luke 10:19, all power. And the other one is Matthew 10:8. So you go in and you do your own little research that the things that I'm telling you, I'm just not making things up in my head. I am giving you the word of God, because the word of God is life. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. And whatever you send it, it's going to accomplish. So I want to thank you for being on the call. May God bless you. Shalom. Have a peaceful and a quiet night. Hey, we will meet again very, very soon. Amen. Praise God.
Good night, everyone.